Hello all, this is the only chick and I am responding to two dudes, one boo. Well, no, sorry, actually the meaty ogres with their celebrity death music match, whatever. Oh my God, for real boys? You're killing me softly for a lot of reasons. Let me go back to my page here, hold on. First one was Van Halen, Van Hagar. I'm an 80s girl, so of course it's going to be Van Hagar. And of course I love Sammy more than fucking Dave ever thought of. I even went and saw the Sammy and Dave show, and oh God help me. I thought that poor man was going to have a stroke. Dave should know... Should have known his limits on that fucking tour. I think you asked the favorite two songs or whatever on these two. Van Hagar is definitely Finish What You Started. And yes, Alex, OU812, best album by Van Hagar. And you know what? You said something like, all the Van Hagar are catchy and hokey songs. Well, duh, it was the fucking 80s. All songs in the 80s were catchy and hokey, pretty much. That was the point in the 80s. The only real songs I like from the David era, Hot for Teacher sticks out, but You Really Got Me. I know that's a remake of somebody, but I really like that song. The next one was Metallica and Megadeth. Metallica, The End. No discussion. The next one you did was Michael Jackson and Prince, and I don't know if you're trying to make me have a nervous breakdown, but you pretty much made me have a nervous breakdown, and I'm going to have to pick Prince because, again, 80s and love. But when I was younger, I had a Michael Jackson poster on my wall. I never had Prince. The Way You Make Me Feel is my favorite MJ song. And PYT. If you don't fucking start dancing when you hear PYT, you have no soul. You have a hole in your soul. My two favorite Prince songs are Seven and When Doves Cry. Or The Beautiful Ones. Always smash the picture. Always, every time. The next one, Madonna and Lady Gaga. I will choose Madonna. Again, this crushes me because you know Sass and I went and saw Lady Gaga. She's fan-fucking-tastic. She is the new age Madonna. I know a lot of people say that she's not. A lot of people say that she is. It's the battle royal. But I love both. I don't remember liking anything past Erotica with Madonna. So, but again, she was part of me growing up for sure. So I'm going to have to choose Madonna. Crazy for you? Shut your face. That is fucking awesome. And there's a million. Journey and Def Leppard. Def Leppard for sure. And it would have been a better matchup with Journey and Foreigner. And I would choose Foreigner every time. Because if you don't have records, you are missing out. Because you can listen to that all the time, back to back. Beatles and the Stones, for sure the Stones. I am not a fan of the Beatles. Never have been. And I don't know if it's because my mom loved them so much that I feel the need I have to hate them. But I also thought for the longest time I hated the Stones, and I fucking love the Stones now. So I don't know what that means. Then you said Pantera and Slayer. I could give two shits. Because that was just too boy, you know? The rest of that whole boo got too boy. So, I don't have a comment for any of those. Pantera is like what my cousins used to listen to, and that I don't. It was just too much. I was so poppy back then, you know. Then you went on to the next one: Lynyrd Skynyrd and Kid Rock. Hands down, Kid Rock. One of the best shows, if not the best concert I've ever seen in my whole entire life. For sure. And I am just tired of Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, just tired. And Kevin, I know you like Simple Man, but if you don't check out Hank Jr.'s Simple Man version, you're missing out. And even Alan Jackson. I'm not a big Alan Jackson fan, but he did a pretty good version of it too, so FYI. The next one, Hall & Oates versus Brooks & Dunn. I don't even know why this was a matchup. This one confused me on how you fucking even got those two together. Hall & Oates, for sure. I love Brooks & Dunn, minus Boot Scoot & Boogie. That song makes me just fucking cringe. Let's see, Doors versus Nirvana. Come on, Doors, hands down. And if you didn't hear the song that I played when I opened up this boo, I Will Never Be Untrue. My God. Best Doors song, and I don't know if anyone even knows it. It's fucking phenomenal. Next, Whitney Houston versus Janis Joplin. Not sure how these two got together either, but it has to be Whitney. And don't make me sing Whitney, because I will. I'll do it. I have nothing. 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 If I don't have you. God, I love that song. Jimi Hendrix and John Mayer. Again, what the fuck? Just because John Mayer knows how to fucking play the guitar doesn't mean he's even capable of even looking at Jimi Hendrix. Ugh. Ugh. Bruce versus Garth is another one that makes me want to have a nervous breakdown. But since, again, one of the best shows I've ever seen is Garth, and I pledge my undying love to him every day pretty much. And I truly believe that I would have been a second wife if I would have met him before that whore, Trisha Yearwood. And Kevin, Garth isn't doing the Vegas tour anymore. He's back on his world tour, so you can catch him out in California probably soon. Duran Duran, Linkin Park, shut your face. It's Duran Duran. It always will be. The end. U2 and Rage Against the Machine. Give me a fucking break on Rage Against the Machine. Of course it's U2. I was waiting to hear who the other matchup with Police was, but I would pick Police anyway. Soundgarden and Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, hands down. Again, fan-fucking-tastic concert I saw at Soldier Field. Excellent. Grateful Dead and Blink-182. Believe it or not, I'm going to go with Ian on this one. Blink-182. Cherry Garcia and Jerry Garcia can smoke a big fatty and stay away from any radio. Cheers, everybody.